Yes, because of this investigation, I had to flee Venezuela. I went to Colombia in 2018.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with reporter Roberto Dennis, who gave up almost everything to report on Venezuela. Well, a new documentary focuses on the sprawling corruption within Venezuela's government and the way Nicolas Maduro has cracked down on coverage of it. A Dangerous Assignment, Uncovering Corruption in Maduro's Venezuela, is premiering on PBS's Frontline series.
Everyone was trying to figure out, who is this guy? Why is he so important to the Venezuelan government?
Lo único que yo tenía claro es, aquí se está escondiendo alguien.
Saab met with the DEA and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was someone who was playing both sides.
It focuses on the work of reporter Roberto Dennis, who was forced to flee to continue reporting on Alex Saab, a close Maduro ally.
In 2016, we decided to investigate a social program in Venezuela called CLAT, Comité Locales de Abastecimiento y Producción. This was a kind of social measure from the Venezuelan government that it seems that it was going to help people, especially poor people in Venezuela. We have to remember that in 2016, Venezuela was living a tremendous economic and social crisis. And what we uncovered when we decided to investigate this is that this was not a social program. This was a business. And behind this business was a Colombian entrepreneur. His name is Alex Saab. That was a guy very close, and it is a guy very close. He is a guy very close to Nicolas Maduro. But at that moment, maybe in Venezuela, there wasn't a lot of info about who was this guy. And that was what we uncovered. And since that moment, we started to see that Alex Saab was a kind of a figure behind the political power of Nicolas Maduro. And this guy got several contracts, not only to buy food in other countries and send that food to Venezuela, also oil contracts, gold contracts. Alex Saab also participate in a scheme where he was exporting Venezuelan gold to countries like Turkey and other countries. And I think that maybe that is the most important thing, is that we not only uncovered that this was not a social program, this was a business on behalf the poor people, and also the role of this guy, Alex Saab, behind Nicolas Maduro's power.
Can you explain how the opposition to Maduro was effectively co-opted by Saab and his associates?
Yes, there was a moment when Alex Saab was being investigated in different countries, not only in the United States, also in some Europe countries, also in Colombia. And Alex Saab needs, you know, some Venezuelan politicians try to act and make things internationally to try to make a kind of favor to him, talk about his business in Venezuela, try to say that he was Colombian entrepreneur, that he was doing normal business in Venezuela, that he was not related to Nicolas Maduro. And for that mission, Alex Saab and all of his partners started to co-opt some Venezuelan opposition politicians. And that was a very crucial moment from Venezuela, because that was happening in 2019. And there was a moment when it seems that the opposition, the Venezuelan opposition, was divided. And what part of that opposition was represented by Juan Guaido, that was the Venezuelan politician that has the international, you know, recognition. And the other side of the opposition was a side leader by Luis Parra, that was a guy that was in connection with the people of Alex Saab to make some trips to Europe, some trips to also to Colombia to try to defend the Alex Saab business in Venezuela. Of course, this is something that it happened secretly. This was not public. This Venezuelan opposition politician was doing this in secret. Not something that was public.
Now, you faced some really intense personal costs amid your reporting, and so did your family. Eventually, you had to leave the country to stay on the story. What's the situation like for you and the people in your life today?
Yes, because of this investigation, I had to flee Venezuela. I went to Colombia in 2018, just 2 years after this investigation started. Nowadays, I don't know when I can go back to Venezuela. I don't know if that is going to be possible in the next few years. Of course, part of my family is continue living in Venezuela. They have suffered some of the pressure of the Venezuelan judicial system because it has been a moment where the Venezuelan judicial system has acted against me, but also it's something that my family has suffered because they continue living in Venezuela, in Caracas. And I would say that this documentary, I think that is very important because also shows what is the risk, what is the cost for a journalist that try to do this kind of job in a country, an autocratic country like is Venezuela right now. And I continue doing my job in exile. I haven't came back to Venezuela since 2018. And right now, as I said, I don't know if that would be possible in the next few years for me.
What did Maduro gain from the relationship with Saab?
That is a very interesting question because during a lot of years, Nicolas Maduro never talked about Alex Saab. Saab was kind of a shadow behind the power, but nobody wanted to talk about him. And Nicolas Maduro just started to talk and defend Alex Saab just after his arrest in Cabo Verde in 2020, in June of 2020. And of course, when he was extradited to United States. For me, it is very clear that Alex Saab was a kind of, you know, it's a kind of central figure for Nicolas Maduro, doing financial operations to benefit Nicolas Maduro and probably Nicolas Maduro's family. And I am totally convinced that that is the reason because Nicolas Maduro has done a lot to try to get the freedom of Alex Saab as he got in last December. And I think that today, even after many years of investigate this story, I think that we don't have all the information and maybe we don't have all the things that Alex Saab did for Nicolas Maduro and Nicolas Maduro's family. And I think that that is the main reason because Maduro, because Alex Saab is so important for Nicolas Maduro.
We've been speaking with the journalist Roberto Dennis, and his reporting is featured in the new PBS Frontline film, A Dangerous Assignment, Uncovering Corruption in Maduro's Venezuela. Roberto, thank you for your time, and also thank you for the work you're doing. Please keep it up.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.